Hi, everyone. Wanted to record another call. Actually, what I'm going to share with you now is a call that I made a while ago. This was a call that I made several years ago in my business, and it's a story that I've shared quite often, and I felt that during this program, I certainly want to share this story again because it was a really tremendous outcome for me, and it was the first situation in my career where I really learned about my gremlin and where I learned about my storytelling. This is when it all sort of began for me as far as pushing through and overcoming my own sales call reluctance. So I want to share that story with all of you here in this audio, sort of as a memory of a call that was really significant in my business and in my life. And maybe you can draw some parallels to some calls that maybe you're not making right now, as to what you could be missing out on. So hopefully this will have some impact. This was, again, several years ago, and it was 4:45 on a Friday, approximately. And, when you're in sales and it's 4:45 on a Friday, it's typical that most salespeople are no longer out selling at that time. They're at happy hour, or they're out on the golf course, or they're home with their families, quite frankly. And I made a decision that I had just called on, I was in a strip mall, and I had just called on one of the businesses in the mall, and there was another office in that mall that I had never stopped into, and it was a wireless place. That's all I'll say. I don't want to give you the name. It was just a wireless place. And I walked in, and before I walked in, I almost completely talked myself out of it because I kept saying, oh, it's 4:45 on a Friday. The decision maker's not going to be there. The people I need to talk to aren't going to be there. Nobody wants to talk to a salesperson at 4:45. Have any of you had similar conversations with yourself? A conversation about a person not wanting to hear from you at a particular period of time because maybe they're putting their children to bed, or maybe it's dinner time or whatever. You have all these different reasons why this person isn't going to want to take your call at this particular moment. Well, my reasons were it was 4:45 on a Friday, and I was literally at my car, and I turned around and said, nope, I'm going to make this call. And I walked in, and it turned out that the lady that was in charge of all of the franchises for this particular wireless place was somebody that I knew. It was unbelievable. She was a prior employee of the company that I was working for. And the end result of that call was every time they brought franchisees back into this area for training, which they did all throughout the year, because these were people that wanted to open up these wireless stores, they brought them here for training. They put me in as part of that training. I educated them on their payroll and payroll taxes for their particular state. And then as a result of doing that, I would set up their payrolls. That call resulted for me 15 to 20 payrolls per year for 7 years. And if I put that down in dollars and cents, that call was worth, I would say, more than or close to $100,000 for me. When you added all that up over that period of time, it was about a $100,000 call. So if you're in direct sales and you're passing up calls, you really have to ask yourself the question of how many sales directors have you missed out on because of your story? How many people have you not called because you've got a story that you're telling? How many people out there are waiting for the business opportunity that you're bringing? Think about the superstars in your particular area and ask yourself the question, what if whoever approached them never approached them? Think about all the different people that would have been impacted or that are impacted because people aren't taking action. People aren't approaching. Again, remember that it's bigger than you. It's not only impacting you, it's impacting all of the other people that would be impacted by this person that you could be bringing in into your particular business. So I think it was a pretty profound learning for me. And it was, again, the first time that I really realized the cost of my stories. And it was at that day, on that day and at that moment where I made a conscious decision to put my stories to the test for accuracy. And that's when I learned where I was lying to myself. And that was a real turnaround for my career. So I hope that helps all of you. I hope you're all doing well. And there'll be more audios shortly. Talk to you soon.